Coming up then in just over 6 weeks' time, it is Trentham Live, taking place at Trentham Gardens in Staffordshire. And we are absolutely delighted to say that returning for the second time on the back of an amazing weekend last year are McFly. And joining me now live on Cheshire 106.9 is Dougie, the bassist from the band. Dougie, how are you, mate?
Whoop, 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 whoop. Hi.
Are you well?
Hey, man. Yeah, I'm very good. How are you?
Yeah, very good, very good. Now, I've got to ask you, you guys seem to have been around for absolutely ages, but every single time you bring out new music, it just seems to get better and better. How has the music industry changed for you since you got into it? Because am I right in saying you were like 15 when you auditioned?
I was 16 by the time we released our first single and album and stuff. It's changed. It's pretty unrecognizable, really. We were on like the back end of physical record sales and like physical singles. Like people would go into Woolworths and literally just buy a song to listen to on CD. Downloading music was illegal. Lars Ulrich from Metallica was trying to shut down Napster. Now it's like, it's a completely different world. Everything is digital. Vinyl's back, oddly enough. I think it's kind of changed for the better in some ways. Like it's with social media, using that as a tool, and like just as a fan, like me being a fan of other bands, like being able to see what they're up to when I'm not at one of their shows, like being able to see other fans' footage of like the entire tour and all the backstage stuff and all that. So it's changed a lot, but I think it's for the better.
Now, obviously, Dougie, you guys have had 7 UK number ones. You've had 6 top 10 albums, 10 million records sold worldwide, and 7 arena tours. Now, if somebody had said that to you at 16, what would you have said?
I don't know. When I was, like, 15, I think my biggest ambition was to be able to just be in a band that was big enough to go on a tour, like, just in a van or something. And the fact that we're still able to tour arenas and travel the world, and it's amazing. It's literally a dream job. It really is. There's only a few parts of this job that kind of suck, and they're not even that bad in comparison to what I could be doing.
So, what are the sucky bits then?
The sucky bits are when you're incredibly ill, and like there's no such thing as like an off day, like a sick day, like unless it was like COVID. Usually if you're sick, especially me, like being a bass player, like it doesn't really matter, like cause I don't sing that much, so as long as I can play, the show goes on. I've been in some like terrible states as well. Like I had some kind of stomach virus on a European tour once, and we were doing that entire tour on a bus. I played the entire show at the side of the stage with a bucket so that I could puke in between songs.
Oh no.
Yeah.
And these are all the, I think for fans and everything, we think it's just an amazing lifestyle. You're on the road, you're touring, you're meeting the fans, you're making great money, you're singing for a living. But there are obviously the normal human aspects that I suppose we forget. Because I remember last year at Trentham Live, Danny was poorly.
Oh, was that when he had foot and mouth?
Well, I don't know what he had, but he was definitely not very well.
Oh, yeah. Danny had foot and mouth. Well, we realised it like halfway through when his feet started rotting, the show went on and he played amazing. We played Slam Dunk for the first time that weekend, I think, and he was literally asleep like up until 30 seconds before he went on. he'd go jump around for a bit, and then he'd just collapse again in the van.
And I suppose this is the dedication and the commitment to the job that you've got now. Obviously, with Trentham Live coming up, we've only got 6 weeks left to go, mate, until it all kicks off again. You guys are back on the Sunday. What do you remember about last year, and how excited are you to do it again?
I think McFly is like, we're all always incredibly excited to play. We just have a lot of fun, and that's always our. I don't get nervous about playing anymore. The thing I get nervous about is it not being fun. I know that we're gonna, because we play a lot of the old songs. I know we're all gonna play them fine. It's the thing I get nervous about is not capturing a good enough energy and I just want everybody to have a really, really awesome time.
And Dougie, is there much difference between playing, say, an indoor arena to an outdoor event such as Trentham?
Yeah, definitely. When we do arenas, the arenas feel like shows. Like, you know, there's production and like fireworks and flames and people flying out of manholes and all sorts of stuff like that, and that all has to literally it's all timed and rehearsed really, really well so nobody gets blown up. And then the summer shows or at festivals, the outdoor ones, depending on what time you go on, I think a lot of these we end up going on just at, early evening, just as the sun's going down, so it starts out already bright and super fun, and then as the show goes on, it gets darker and darker, and the lights start having more impact, and I don't know. You feel like it's a really good feeling, you're outside. It just feels great. We did a show at the weekend, and it was on that hottest day in history that we had. Wow. The other day, and it started raining halfway through, and I've never seen a crowd more thankful that it was raining.
Yeah, it's not something us British get used to, is it? The warmth and the heat.
The rain was great though. It felt awesome.
Now, obviously, as well as being one of the members of McFly, yourself and Tom are also quite renowned in the children's book writing. What's that all about? Where did that come from?
I think it's the age that me and Tom can read at. We can't write adult books because we can't read adult books. So we stuck to writing kids' books.
And obviously over the past year since it was that we've seen, because I think when we saw you last year at Trentham Live, it was one of the first gigs that you'd done since COVID. And obviously there was a lot of hype, anticipation, a bit of nerves about performing live again. But the whole music industry was absolutely buzzing to get back into it. Mm. Now that obviously we've had a year of, I suppose, the world kind of getting back to normal, what have you guys been doing over the last year, and what's been your highlight so far?
I think that most of 2022 has been a highlight, really. Last year felt great because shows were back, but you're right, it was everything. A show could be cancelled literally an hour before the band was supposed to go on because somebody's come down with COVID. Whereas now, this summer's been amazing for gigs. We all went as a band. We were recording in the day, and then we all got the train to Olympic Park to see the Hella Mega Tour, which was Green Day, Weezer, and Fall Out Boy, and that was 75,000 people, all just going absolutely. It was such an amazing, everyone just felt so stoked to be watching their favorite bands all play the same stage in this giant stadium. And have live music back. It was a really, really awesome feeling.
And just a couple of final questions for you, Dougie. As I say, we're approaching Trentham Live at Trentham Gardens in Staffordshire in just over 6 weeks' time. Nice and simple one. What is your favourite McFly song? Which one do you enjoy performing the most?
We've got a song called That Girl,
Yep.
And I think that was the first McFly song I ever heard when I first joined the band, and that was the song that Tom and Danny played me, and I had no idea about the band or anything, and I loved it. It was like pop punk meets Beach Boys, and absolutely fell in love with the band, and so that is still one of my favourite songs to play live.
Now, if you were going to go and just watch a band, a group, an artist at the moment, a current band, who would you go and see?
I would 100% watch the Hella Mega Tour over and over and over and over and over again. That was one of the best nights of my life. I loved it.
Yeah, you're big into your rock and stuff as well, aren't you? Because you've got, am I right in saying you've got, or you're part of a rock band as well?
I had a side project for a little while that was a little more alternative. But I think all of us, all of McFly was born out of being fans of rock music, really. We all grew up listening to various different types of rock, but that's what we all have in common with each other.
And Dougie, just before I let you go, just got to ask you, the fans want to know, what can they expect to see from McFly on Sunday the 4th of September?
Four incredibly sweaty dudes jumping around as if they're 8 years old.
It's going to be one hell of a weekend, isn't it?
Yeah, hopefully. I can't wait.
And Dougie, I'm going to let you go, but I've got to ask you, if there are any fans out there that are still considering getting tickets for Trentham Live this coming September, what would you say to them?
If you're just considering it, do it. Because if you don't, I have a certain set of skills, and I will find you, and I will do not nice things to you.
I think Dougie might be a fan of Taken as well.
Yeah, I didn't quite want to say kill you. I thought that was too far.
Sometimes we have to force people into doing things that they should be doing. They just don't realise they need to do it.
Come and see McFly, or Liam Neeson will get you.
Absolutely. Dougie, absolute pleasure to speak to you. I'll look forward to seeing you in September at Trentham Live. Best of luck to all of you, to obviously the guys, to Tom, to Danny, to Harry and yourself. And let's hope that this year, all four of you are in good health.
Yes. I hope so. Thank you so much for your time.
Absolutely. Dougie, always a pleasure. Awesome. Take care, and we'll see you in about 6 weeks' time.
See you, man. Take care.
Thanks very much, Dougie.
See you. Bye.
Bye-bye.